Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe McKenzie. And of course, you can call in and be part of the show. We love it when you are. 833-563-2539. So I found this. I think McKenzie's got a book, too, to help us out. Most common nightmares. These are people that were surveyed. And the number one, which I don't think I've ever had a nightmare for this, is falling.
Oh, yeah.
You've had a nightmare where you've fallen before?
Yes. Not recently.
See, I had to like go all the way down this list because that's like 64% of people. I had to find mine, which was teeth falling out, and that was 34%. That was like probably almost quarter to halfway down this list. They have tons of different ones. I mean, what's one of yours,
okay,
McKenzie?
Okay, so the teeth falling out is a very common dream, or if you have like decaying or rotting teeth or like a bad tooth. But if your teeth are falling out, you've uttered some false or foul words that are going to come back to haunt you.
Ooh, well,
so
then I do that all the time.
You really shouldn't have said, so beware, it's going to come back and bite you.
My teeth, like they fall out, like I'm in the sink and they all fall down the drain.
Yeah, that's because
the drain.
You said something about someone or something and it's going to come back to haunt you.
I've had that happen for a long time. I think it's too late now. I'm going to have to get dentures.
To dream that you fall means you're frightened, you have lack of control, insecurity, or lack of support in your life.
All right, what have you had a nightmare about?
I have lots of dreams. Like I have this dream a lot where I can't find, it's not like a nightmare, but I can't find stuff. Like I can't find where my car is parked. I can't find my purse. I'm in a hurry. Is that, I mean, that's
I'm,
like a
I'm
nightmare.
Looking,
like,
I don't see, I mean, if it's something you have, it's something you have. I mean, right. I'm looking on here.
But this makes sense because if you're in a parking lot and you can't find your car, it's like you're searching for your niche and like you need to slow down from your daily activities.
That would make sense.
Right?
Let me see if you have any of these and I'll just kind of go through them. And you can call in too, 833-563-2539. Kind of interested like what people listening to the show, what your nightmares might be. Falling was number one, being chased. Like I've never had, and that's one of the top ones. Like what?
Really?
Like who's chasing you? Do you know who's chasing you in your dream? Or nightmare, I mean?
Sometimes, but no, it's just someone bad. And if you dream that you're being chased, you're trying to avoid a situation.
Okay, what about death? Like, have you ever dreamed that you've died?
I have not. Have you?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, and that would freak me out if in a dream I actually died. What? Am I going to really die?
So this is fascinating to me. If you've ever dreamt like you had cancer, it doesn't mean like you're going to get cancer. It means that something in your life is like eating away at you.
But has somebody actually dreamt that they had cancer? Then they got tested and they had cancer?
I mean, I'm sure anything
because
can happen.
If that happened, whoa.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. Like loved one dying. It's on there. See, my mom had a nightmare or a dream twice, but I don't think she knew exactly that they were dying. But I don't know if you want to call them premonitions, but one of my cousins was in the Air Force. He was doing a training activity where they were flying their jets through the mountain range, and his jet kind of malfunctioned, and he tried to eject, but he ended up crashing into the mountain and died. But she didn't know he died. She just had a picture of a big fireball, and the next day she found out he died.
That is so...
So...
It is your subconscious talking to you. I've had a lot of dreams where I can't put in my contacts, and I can't see.
Like, you feel like you're blind, kind of?
Yeah, I can't see. I literally am blind without my contacts. But I can't get my contacts in my dream, and it's like, that is supposed to be that I need to focus on the task at hand and pay closer attention to a situation before acting on it. So it's so interesting to me.
See, I see one in here, and I don't know if this is a nightmare or not, because I swear I've had it happen. There's a nightmare about being paralyzed. I don't know if that's really like in your dream, you're just like, oh, something happens, you're paralyzed. Have you guys ever woken up, though, and you feel like you can't move?
Yes, it's like during the REM state of sleep.
So is that technically the nightmare then that they're talking about? I wonder, because that is really scary.
Well, symbolically, that would mean that you feel helpless or pinned down in an aspect or circumstance of your life.
Boy, I've got a lot of good circumstances happening in my life, don't I?
Let's
go to Justin, 833-563-2539. Hey, Justin, thanks for calling into Joe and McKenzie. Tell us about the nightmare you got.
Well, it stems from my deployment. I've been home since January of 2008.
Thank you for your service.
Not a problem. The one that I recall the most, and is very constant, is I'm out on patrol, and I'm taking heavy fire, and I eventually get blown up by an IED.
Wow.
Is that now? Is that some stuff that you actually kind of saw firsthand then, or is this just something that that triggers it?
It was... very potential.
Yeah, of course.
Where I was at.
Well, Justin, thank God you made it home. Yeah. And we, as Mackenzie said, we all appreciate you and your service. So thank you for calling in and thanks for sharing that. I'm sure that's not easy. I actually found, Mackenzie, you were talking about kind of like not being able to find your car. And that was like at the very bottom. But still like 12% of people say
they
can't do that. I'm so embarrassed. This is not a nightmare. This actually really happened last night. No, I did. I took my little bro, Michael. We went to a basketball game.
Yeah.
And I swear, I paid like, I'm cheap, you know that. But I paid like 25, 30 bucks to get parking right next to the arena because I wanted to get him home. He had to go to school. I have to get up early. So we did that. And I swear we were like right out this door, like 30 feet from the arena. I thought they towed my car. I'm hitting the alarm. It took us 25 minutes to find my car.
That's like the story of my life. Now when I go to the airport, I take a picture of like G Red 4 or wherever.
Yes, no, that's the way to do it so you'll remember.
Because I never remember.
All right, you got to hit us up Twitter. We'd like to know about some of those common nightmares and dreams that you've had. Coming up next, I saw this list and I thought it was kind of interesting. The top places to pop the question. And I'm wondering, where did it happen from you? I want to see like, I guess, who listens to Joe and Mackenzie, who had like a really cool place where the question was popped. I don't know. Did you see this yet or no?
I have not seen it. I didn't want to look at it intentionally. And I feel like a lot of people may be popping the question being Valentine's Day on Friday.
Well, exactly. So we'll get into that next for Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.